But if you would flip over to chapter 4 to stay on the subject of the person and nature of Jesus Christ and his work. The Bible says in verse number 12 of chapter 4, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight." Now, isn't it interesting that we're talking about the Word of God and you're thinking the Bible? And that's accurate. I mean, the Bible is the Word of God. But then it uses a personal pronoun about the Word of God. Because then it says, neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight. Whose sight? The Word of God's sight. You can say, well, it's just God's sight. But remember, what did John chapter 1 say? In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So you could interpret it that way, but either way, the Word is God. And Jesus is the Word, because the Bible says in 1 John 5, 7, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father and the Word and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." So the Word is another reference also to Jesus. Jesus is the Word made flesh and dwelt among us.